You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Welcome to this pork-focused episode of the AHDB podcast. I'm Miriam Drewitt, and today I'm going to be finding out about the autumn-winter programme of events for pig producers. I'll be speaking to Pippa Hanley, one of our senior knowledge exchange managers, and Emily Boyce, one of our knowledge exchange officers. So first, I'd like to welcome Pippa Hanley to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today, Pippa. Could you tell us firstly a bit about yourself and your role at AHDB?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that, Miriam. So as you just mentioned, I'm the Senior Knowledge Exchange Manager for the pork team at AHDB. I'm fairly new in post. I took this position up a couple of months ago, having previously worked with Ben Williams on the knowledge transfer side of the team. My role predominantly is to manage the field team, so our knowledge exchange managers and our knowledge exchange relationship managers, to ensure that we're delivering the most effective knowledge exchange activity across the country we can, which in the light of the most recent events has been challenging as a position to start in. I think I joined at a very, very weird point in time. But yeah, it's an interesting position, working with some really fantastic people. So that's sort of in a nutshell where I'm starting from.
Great, thank you. And I gather there's been some changes to the team, as well as yourself joining, there's been some sort of other changes to the team over the last few months. Could you tell listeners a bit about the structure of the team, the knowledge transfer, knowledge exchange teams, and how the team currently operates?
I can. So yes, there has been a lot of change over the past couple of months, which started with Jen Waters coming in and taking over as our head of knowledge exchange. So she previously sat in the position that I'm now in. So I've moved to this position from my previous one in the KT side of the team. So pork KE is an umbrella term that covers two distinctly different parts that feed into each other. So we have a knowledge transfer team and a knowledge exchange team. And we work symbiotically to ensure that we are delivering events on the ground and that we have the background resources to support that event delivery. So the knowledge transfer team is headed by Ben Williams. So he's the knowledge transfer senior manager, and he's recently filled my old position and taken on a new member of staff as knowledge transfer managers. So Zanita Markham's joined us from the environment team, which is fantastic news for us. So she's back with us on the pork side of things. And we've also just taken on James Taylor, who's come through our graduate program at AHDB. So he's got bags of experience working right the way across the organization and brings a wealth of interesting background with him. So that fulfills the complement for the knowledge transfer side of the team. And in KE, we had Richard, who left earlier this year, who was our knowledge exchange manager in the north. That position has been vacant for a while, and I'm thrilled. I'll sort of steal Emily's thunder a little bit, that she'll be filling that position come October. So Emily, who is also a part of this podcast, she is in our skills position at the moment, so she'll be moving across. So we have Tina Beckman and Sam Bradley, who are our knowledge exchange relationship managers, who work with individual businesses to tailor delivery to ensure that they have access to the appropriate AHDB services. And then to complement that, we have our knowledge exchange managers. So currently Andrew Palmer based in the east and Pat Lawson down in the south, soon to be joined by Emily in the north, who are on the ground facilitating our pig clubs, our individual programmes, so for example, Guilt Watch, and ensuring that our new Monitor Farm programme will be delivered over the coming year. And I'll go into a bit more detail about that in a moment.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of changes and a lot of information about the team, which I think listeners will find really useful, actually. People can also, if they didn't manage to catch all of that, we'll put a link in the notes so that people can meet the team online, where you can find out the key contact details, the names of everyone. So don't worry if you didn't catch everyone there, because there was definitely a lot of people. Okay, so usually, Pippa, over the autumn-winter period, the knowledge exchange managers would be running a lot of pig clubs all around the country. And I'm guessing things might look a little bit different this year. Before we go into the detail maybe about those changes, could you just outline what pig clubs actually are and who they're for anyone that might not have been before?
Yeah, certainly can. So pig clubs have been running for many, many years, and each of them are regionally based. So there are a number of pig clubs that you can access in your region. The easiest way to work out which one's most relevant to you is to speak to your knowledge exchange manager. So details can be on the website for that. So they run across the country, and they're aimed at producers at various different levels, and each club will be tailored to the needs of that specific region. Pig clubs provide an opportunity to network with other producers, to catch up face to face with your regional knowledge exchange manager, to talk about current goings on at AHDB, offers and services that we can hook you into. They also provide an opportunity to listen to presentations and discussions from various different people from across the industry, covering a range of topics from nutrition to vaccine use, on-the-ground production techniques, whatever is currently relevant for that particular club. And they are very much specific to those individual clubs. And they also provide a forum for debate and a place for discussion. So we can use them as a really good sounding board. So if you have anything that you want to bring up, then that's a really good opportunity to discuss that with your KEM on a face-to-face level and to sound out with other producers in your area. So generally, that's what the pig clubs are.
That sounds really good. And yeah, if people haven't been along, then I'm sure they'll be more than welcome. Just get in touch with their KE manager. Although I gather with all this autumn winter, they probably won't be able to go along because we're probably not having physical meetings. So could you perhaps outline how pig clubs are going to work this time around with all the coronavirus social distancing issues? What's the format going to be?
I can. So it was a tough call actually with the pig clubs, because we're always really keen to get out there and meet our producers face to face and have those discussions. As you quite rightly identify, given all of the various lockdown restrictions and travel restrictions that are currently in place, we've had to reconsider for the first half of the pig club season. So pig clubs running from October to April traditionally, we've essentially split it into two this year. So running from October to Christmas, our offer for the pig clubs will be solely virtual, which it's just as exciting as it is terrifying, but I think we're really looking forward to embracing it. So how that's going to look is the pig clubs will still be regional. We're thrashing out the details at the moment. Our knowledge exchange managers are looking for the most appropriate way forward for each region, but it looks as though we may, where we can, pull a few clubs together, host that meeting virtually online. So invites will go out to the members of those clubs and to people who've expressed an interest. We'll bring them together in a virtual format, and then the club will run pretty similarly to how it usually does. So we will have the updates from your knowledge exchange manager. We'll have talks and discussions with invited speakers, and then room for some Q&A and debate. And what I'm really keen to hear off the back of these is, as this format hasn't really been tried and tested before, feedback is an absolute must. So please do let us know if you're enjoying the process and it's something you'd like to see a bit more of. So following the digital offer, which will be until December, we are hoping to get back out for physical meetings from January next year, but that's obviously a little bit COVID dependent. So we'll assess closer to the time.
Okay, that sounds really good, Pippa. Thank you for that update. It's got a lot to offer producers around the country and hopefully something that they'll all want to get involved with. Do you have any topics in mind at the moment? Do you know what topics we might be looking at covering, just to give people a bit of a taster?
Yeah, I can. So one of the main sort of focuses for this half of the pig club season that we're really keen to get out there is we're due to launch our Monitor Farm programme in autumn. So this is a really exciting project that's starting off within the pork team. So to give a bit of brief info for those who haven't come across it before, we're looking at using business improvement techniques to optimise production efficiencies. And we're focusing those around gilt and weaner management, sort of piggybacking, excuse the pun, off the back of a few projects that we've run previously around gilt and weaner management. So we're working with individual farms with a business consultant to support on-farm delivery of lean methodology. And following that process through with the pig clubs, and this is where it's really interesting. So one of the topics that will come up regionally will be a discussion with that consultant and one or a couple of the monitor farms in your region who are taking part in the programme to go into what it is they'll be looking at, how the process works and what they're hoping to achieve out the end of it. And then throughout the year, we'll touch base with them periodically so you can follow the journey through with them. So that is it's a similar initiative, the Monitor Farms, to one that ran through the horticulture team not too long ago. It's a great success. So I know I'm very, very keen to see the outcomes of this, and it should be a nice one to follow along with the clubs. In addition to that, it won't just be a Monitor Farm focus. We're going to be covering some of the usual topics. So we've got in the pipeline a discussion with independent nutritionists coming up. We sort of focus around the South. And then we're looking also to do a bit of a showcase of AHDB behind the scenes services. So the bits perhaps that you don't know or aren't so aware of. So our market intelligence, our consumer campaigns, various other bits and bobs that perhaps aren't quite as advertised as some of our other activities. So yeah, that's a taste of what's to come.
Excellent. That sounds really good, Pippa. Thank you. And I'd just like to add as well, that if anyone's missed some of the webinars that we've run over the summer, so ahead of the pig club season, All of those meetings have been recorded, which means you can go back and watch them at a time that suits you whenever you want to. And again, there'll be a link in the show notes, but we've covered a range of topics and there's some which will be relevant across sectors. So we've done a mental health series as well. So it's definitely something to watch when you get a minute. But otherwise, hopefully we've sparked some interest among our listeners, and I'd like to thank you for your time, Pippa, and move over to Emily now. So we also have Emily Boyce with us today. As I've already mentioned and Pippa highlighted, Emily is part of our knowledge exchange team, currently, as of September 2020, focusing on skills, training, and also our work with small-scale producers. However, she will shortly be changing roles. So welcome, Emily. Thank you for joining us today. Before we talk more about the activity you're involved with delivering, could you tell us a bit about your current role and what you're going to be doing the next month or so when you move to your new position in the North?
Thanks for that, Miriam. Yeah, hello. So I started off with the team back in 2018 as the Skills Development Officer, supporting pig producers and the industry in developing their technical skill sets. So that was mostly through our national stock person training courses. And as you said, yeah, moving on to the North Knowledge Exchange Manager from October, working closely with our producers on the monitor farms and the new programme that Pip mentioned, and organising pig clubs. So that's my remit at the moment.
Good stuff. It's exciting times. So Pip has already told us about all the changes that are happening with pig clubs over the next few months. Could you just give listeners a bit of an update on how the restrictions with coronavirus are going to affect the stock person training courses we deliver, how they might look over the next few weeks or months?
Yeah, so as Pip's already mentioned, it has sort of had a bit of an effect on what our events that we had planned already. When it comes to the training courses that we're running from March through till July at the end of the 2019-2020 season, we've had to cancel those, and refunds will be coming out soon. And then we've had to push the start date of the 2020-2021 training season back to January, that would have usually started in October. Obviously, the success of our sessions is quite reliant on peer-to-peer discussion and the interaction that we're not actually able to deliver physically at the moment. So part of the rest of my sort of remit in this role that I'm in currently is to, you know, start working to ensure that our trainers are equipped with those online facilitation skills to make sure that come January, depending on our position, you know, we've got that avenue should we need it with the training.
So it sounds like you've got all bases covered there, Emily. Should we be able to meet up either in person or deliver virtually? And I gather you're keen to get feedback from producers at the moment as to whether they'd be interested in taking part in training in the new year, whether that's in person or via an online route.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Miriam. So we've got an expression of interest that's going to be live now. And that's really about gauging what producers and levy payers feel on sort of, as you said, whether we go ahead with the online training, whether that's what people would like, or whether or not you know, we hold back until we can do these face-to-face meetings. So we really do appreciate the feedback from you guys. So if you've got a second, that will be provided with the podcast in the notes as well.
Yep, it certainly will. Okay, excellent. Thanks, Emily. And then finally, moving over to a slightly different audience, perhaps, the small-scale producer meetings. Unfortunately, we had to cancel most of the meetings for small-scale producers earlier this year. Have you got anything planned for this audience over the coming weeks or months? Are you going to be running any webinars for them?
So, yeah, between now and the January period, and depending on the expression of interest and what have you, we are going to be hosting a webinar series. It's going to be called The Principles of Pig Production, and it's not solely going to be aimed just at small scale producers. It is going to be a series that it can be used by new entrants, just to refresh your knowledge, general upskilling of anybody that's interested. So those topics are going to be of interest to stock people and to small scale producers. And that's quite an exciting series that we're looking forward to start.
Fab, that sounds good. We held a webinar a couple of months back for this audience as well, didn't we, which went down really well. So hopefully we'll get a lot of interest in this series. Okay, well, I think that's it for today's podcast. I'd like to thank Pippa Hanley and Emily Boyce again for taking us through the autumn offering for pig producers and a bit of a team update. Hopefully you found it interesting, and we look forward to welcoming you to our online events over the coming weeks and months. If you do have any questions about joining one of the events, or if you've got suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover, do get in touch, and details will be in the notes today. Before we wrap up today, we're going to have a quick update from Felicity Rusk, one of our market analysts, who's going to look at the pork market and the driving forces behind the decline in pig prices over the last few weeks.
Hello and welcome to the September edition of Pork Talk. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen that GB finished pig prices have fallen week on week. So let's have a closer look at the factors behind this drop. Since mid-July, GB finished pig prices have recorded week on week declines. Cumulatively, in the 4 weeks since the 18th of July, prices for the EU spec SPP have fallen 2.1 pence per kilogram. Finished prices had been on an upwards trajectory since April of last year, particularly supported by the strong demand from the Chinese market. So what are the drivers behind this change in direction for GB finished prices? On the continent, pig prices in the key pork producing regions have been on a downwards trend since March, pressured due to the ramifications of the pandemic. Nevertheless, EU pig prices have shown some stability in recent weeks, although at a significantly lower level than before the pandemic. Historically, UK spot prices have shown a weak but positive price relationship with those in the EU. However, the pandemic severely disrupted the level of UK imports of European product due to the closure of the food service sector. As a result, the relationship between the two price series was lost. With more of the food service sector coming back online as UK lockdown measures ease, UK imports of EU product have risen. In June, the UK imported almost 66,000 tonnes of pig meat and offal from the EU. While this is 3% lower than the same month last year, this annual decline is considerably smaller than what we've seen throughout this year. As such, the relationship between UK spot prices and EU prices is expected to strengthen once again. UK spot prices have been on a downward trajectory since early June, and reports suggest that processor contributions may also be coming under pressure. Furthermore, sterling's recent strength has only added further pressure on GB prices, as this makes EU pig prices cheaper in pound terms. This indicates that there's going to be downward pressure on GB finished pig prices in the coming weeks. UK pig meat production in July totaled 86.2 thousand tonnes, over 9% more than last year, and the highest production for that month in the last 20. This was predominantly driven by a 6% uplift in the number of pigs processed in the month, totaling 964,000. Furthermore, clean carcass weights were on average 2 kilograms heavier than in the previous year. This is not surprising, as we highlighted our expectations for considerable uplift in clean pig throughputs in the third quarter of this year in our latest outlook. With more of the food service sector coming back online, demand from this sector is on the rise, which has inevitably resulted in a reduction in demand from the retail sector. Industry reports have supported this in recent weeks, with weaker demand reported from the retail sector. According to the latest data from Kantar, GB volume sales of pig meat in the 12 weeks ending the 9th of August were 3% lower than in the 12 weeks ending the 12th of July. Nevertheless, retail sales are still at elevated levels relative to last year. Looking ahead, as the food service sector continues to reopen and trade patterns with the EU return to more normal levels, the relationship between UK spot prices and EU prices will likely strengthen. As such, GB finished prices may come under pressure given the decline we've seen in spot prices. Furthermore, the prospects of large supplies in the third and fourth quarter of this year could also pressure prices. Keep up to date with the developments in the British pork market by visiting our analysis pages on the AHDB website. You can also sign up to our Pork Weekly email and get updates directly to your inbox every Friday.